Blog Talk Radio.
Texas slide guitarist Jeff Plankenhorn and True Violet's Jessica Kovitz, plus LA's Golden Girl Athena and New York City's EDM Queen Salome. They're all on Music Friday today. This is going to be one heck of a show. It is Music Friday from Los Angeles, California, the music capital of the world. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, your host here on Music Friday, which is brought to you by Solar City. This is your show. Our guests are here to talk with you, so feel free. Call in 347-215-7511 or email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. We've got a surprise guest coming up, so we'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Music Friday Live. Well, we have a surprise guest with us. We have Athena. Welcome to Music Friday Live. I loved your show last week at the Mint. You had the full house rocking.
Oh, thank you. It was so fun.
Well, I know that you were kind of road testing a new album. So how close is the new album to being released?
It's very close, actually. I can announce to you today for the first time that we will be releasing the first part. It's going to come in a trilogy. And we're releasing the first part one of Ready for the Sun on the 20th of May to coincide with a gig at the Hotel Cafe.
Ooh,
so save that date.
Okay, 20th of May. I'm going to mark that on that calendar. Everybody in Southern California who's listening now should mark that in their calendar. That's the 20th of May at the Hotel Cafe, and that's in Hollywood. So you'll get a chance to I guess you're going to preview the whole album?
I will preview it, and we'll be selling the first part, which will be five tracks on the day for the first time.
Now, have you decided yet which single you're going to release?
I haven't yet. So those five tracks will be determined. I'd love people to help me choose. So if anyone's listening who would be able to help me pick which track should be on that first part of the record, and which one will be the single, I'd really appreciate that. So if you want to give me your email, I'll send you the three songs I'm thinking should be the single before I've sent it to anyone else. And maybe you can help me choose. That would be amazing.
Okay. Well, how do they get in touch with you? How do they send you their emails?
Can they send them to you, or shall I give you my website?
Why not both? First of all, let's make sure everybody knows what your website is.
So it's athenamusic.com, and you can go there on the first page. You can sign up on the mailing list. I'll see the emails coming through from today, so I'll know. Or you could just even email me direct if you want. My email's on the website as well.
Okay. Everybody out there heard it. You have an opportunity to pick which single Athena is going to release from her new album, and that doesn't happen very often. So go to her website, check it out. Tell her which one you like. I know which one I like, and I'm going to let you know which one I like. But, you know, I'm only one of many here, right? Well, Athena, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by. I will be at the Hotel Cafe, and I want everybody out there to remember, help Athena choose the new single for her to release.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. And if they contact you direct, just let me know, and I'll
sure.
get in touch with them.
Yeah, we'll be.
Thanks, Patrick.
I will,
thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. We have to take a break right now, and we're going to be recognizing our affiliates. And when we come back, Jessica Kovitz of True Violet. And I understand she's got a surprise for us, too, so stay with us.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, host of Music Friday Live, and as you can tell, we're now on Stitcher. I want to welcome all of our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network and the radio affiliates. Remember, if you've got questions or comments for our guests, or you want to tell Athena which single that she should release, you can get in touch with us. You can call in 347-215-7511, or, you know, I know you're at work and you're sitting there with your headphones on and you're not really paying attention to that PowerPoint on your computer screen. So email us, musicfridaylive@gmail.com. Ouch, boy, I got a couple emails already. musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And that's it. You know, you have, where else do you get an opportunity to help a musician to decide which single to release? Well, I want to, before we meet our next guest, I want to remind everybody that particularly the musicians and the fans out there, that Music Friday Live is a partner with World Arts, which is the global music platform that connects artists and fans and brands and industry pros. World Arts offers bands live performances, video shoots, recording sessions, and master songwriting classes. I've been to their many of their events. They're really something. Fans can get new music. They can see intimate shows, and sometimes they're really intimate shows because they're periscoped. And you can also meet your favorite artists. So if you're a band, a fan, or a member of the music industry, you should be part of World Arts. You can sign up at www.worldarts.com. It's free. Music Friday's there, and you should be there too. Well, I spent a good portion of yesterday listening to the music of True Violet. Sometimes I was dancing around, rocking to their indie pop beats, and other times I was just sort of sitting still, absorbing the emotion from Jessica Kovett's voice. At one point, I was near tears as I watched the words of their song, Mommy, I'm Sorry, scroll across the screen and into my ears. So it's with some reluctance I actually had to turn the music off and sit down and write today's show. True Violet's music lingers. It's kind of like a single guitar note shimmering in a concert hall. It's just sort of hanging there, never quite leaving your thoughts or your muscles. The women of True Violet have crafted a music that ranges from joyful to devastating, like life itself. And I am honored to welcome the voice of True Violet, Jessica Kovett, to Music Friday Live, and understand that the whole band is with her. Jessica, hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So who's there with you?
I'm Jesse. I sing and I play acoustic guitar.
I'm Kayla. I'm the drummer.
I'm Shay, excuse me, and I play guitar.
I'm Elaine and I play bass.
Wow, so we do have the whole band there, right? Now,
all girls.
I understand you all moved here from Orlando 4 years ago, and I take it from one of your videos that you really like Los Angeles. So apparently it was a good move?
Yeah, it was great. You know, we just kind of hit a peak over there on the East Coast, Southeast, and we started playing the House of Blues and really packing it out, and we got to a point in our career where we decided, you know what, it's time for the next step. We love you, Florida. We'll come back home at least twice a year, but it's time to be the small fish in the big pond. So we moved over to Los Angeles, and we absolutely love it here, but our heart is still in Florida for sure.
Okay. Well, you came to the biggest pond there is. This is the music capital of America. But you're doing well, and we're really glad you're here. Now, I understand that you all live together, you all share a hairdresser, and you all tour together. Is that still the case?
It is still the case. Shay is the newest addition to the band. She actually doesn't live any more than 40 minutes away. Elena and Kayla, they're sisters, and they live together. I used to live with them. I got married, so I had to move out, although I would have liked it to be a big incestuous family house, which would have been cool.
But, okay, well.
That didn't work. That might have been the wrong word, but for lack of a better one, since I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, well, only your hairdresser knows on that one. Okay. I love the characterization of the sisters Miller as the Rhythm Sisters. Did you two form the band around your rhythm section?
KK?
This is Kayla. Well, before we met Jesse, we actually were in a cover band, and Elena played guitar at the time, and I played drums. And we didn't really become the solid, like, bass and drummer until Jesse came along. She's like, no, you're going to play bass. You got that rhythm going on. And but Elena picked up the bass, and then we just kind of clicked and became the Rhythm Sisters. But we've been playing for a while together.
You know, it's interesting, and tell me if you haven't seen this, but what I have seen more and more women picking up the bass. It seems like there's an affinity there.
Yeah, I have too. It's become a really, like, I don't know what it is, if it's a trend or something, but I'm into it because I love seeing women playing bass. It's such, I think it's an instrument not made for women, but something that women can really tap into.
Well, no, actually, it needs to be modified a little bit because a lot of the women I know that play bass, the basses they have, they have these really long arms on them, and they have to really to play them. But I've just noticed that, and I've also noticed that women play the bass a little differently than men. They have a kind of, and again, correct me if you haven't seen this, kind of an innate ability to weave in and out with the drummer, rather than just kind of sit back there and do their thing while the drummer does his or her thing. I first noticed that when I watched Polaris Rose, who's, of course, the bass player is a woman there, and thought, something's going on here.
No, definitely. I think every woman has a different style, but I could say that it's definitely majority that way I've seen when I go and see them live. But there's always that one exception where you're like, dang, she can really, you know, play like a dude, and I mean that in a really respectful way.
All right. Well, let's
Kayla and Elena has. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that Elena recently got a Yamaha bass, and I think I'm just speaking on her behalf, but I feel like it may fit a female a little bit better than a male. It's a little more compact and accessible. Am I right, Elena?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm gonna look carefully when I go see you guys live. Well, regardless of that, I want to give our listeners a sample of the stunning music that you all produce. This is Seasons.
Look at the clock. Is that our way for closure? What's in the cards for me? We're getting older. Always forgive, never forget.
Well, first of all, I want to say that is a brilliant piece of musical craftsmanship. Somehow you've made every line in that song a hook, and you've made every note a relationship. The intro alone is worth the price of the song. So how did that song get constructed? Who wrote it, and how did you put it together?
This is Jesse. So that song came along, obviously, you can tell it came from a very low point in my personal life. I was going through a breakup or a trial in my relationship. And, you know, this was when I was living with Kayla and Elena, and I was sitting at the kitchen table, and just out of nowhere, I started playing the riff with capo on too, because we have a fantasy fetish for capos. And I just started playing the riff, and the melody just came out of me like tears would out of my eyes. And you know, the lyrics came shortly after, if not that day in itself. So that was definitely one of the more powerful songs that we have on the record.
Well, I often say that poetry is not dead. We just call it lyrics, and that is really true in this song. I'm still thinking about miles are the years that we land on. I want to remind our audience that we're talking with members of True Violet, and you can talk with them too. You can email us, and we're getting some emails here too. You can email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com, or you can call us at 347-215-7511, and we'll get your emails in just a minute. But there's another song of yours that I want to play a little bit from, then we can discuss it a little bit. This is Stand By You.
On a Sunday before bed, hold my thoughts inside my mind, make my dream easy to find, forget troubles through the day, live by you, they go away. When I wake, you make it clear, say I love you in my ear, and I keep my guard up very high. Say you want this yet, you don't know why. And I sense
the musical construction of that one again is also brilliant, and also the production of the song. It kind of starts out familiar and light and poppy, but then it explodes with intensity. The rhythm section, the looping cymbals, your voice. But the lyrics are kind of ambiguous. As the song moves forward, you sound like a woman who knows her power, but then the chorus and the title actually belies that power. There's a line in there, I sense false hope and something sly, but I'll stand by you to the day I die. Well, what's going on in that song?
A lot of people ask me that. Basically, I wrote the song when I was 16, and the lyrics were based around a relationship that I had at the time where I was very much in love. And you can call it your first real love and your first real heartbreak is basically what the song is. So I was in love with this person, but I knew he was bad for me. But I still stood by him because a young girl always has hope in her heart and in her mind. And that's where I was at that place in my life. And that's exactly how I felt. And some people, I've had one girl say, well, no, she shouldn't stay. What if he's abusive, or why is she going to stand by him? But if you look at it on a lighter note and you see a young girl actually going through her first episode of a heartbreak and, you know, true love, you'll understand why the song became into the woman that I am today towards the end of it, because it has evolved over the years as I've become who I am. So that's kind of what happens with music, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of a woman or women who have evolved over the years and who learned their power, you all recorded a video for International Women's Day. Are you involved in any women's issues or organizations or with International Women's Day itself?
We have been supporting breast cancer awareness since the beginning of time. My mom is a 13-year breast cancer survivor, so it doesn't only apply to women. Men do get breast cancer too, but women do, they are the dominant breed that does get the breast cancer. So we do a lot of donations, a lot of charities, and also we're trying to do some more stuff for the youth this year. So anything we can do to help the female community, we're all about it, but we're not biased at all to either or. As far as International Women's Day, I don't know anything in particular that's with that, if that's a company or if that's a specific charity or a foundation, but that's what we do as a band, and we're looking for more things. If you guys have some ideas, pass them our way.
Okay, all right. Well, we have some people here who want to pass some ideas your way. Babel in St. Paul wants to know if it was hard to learn to play the bass with your sister on the drums.
Lulu?
Hey, it's Elena. I kind of felt the opposite. I think that might be part of the reason why I wanted to do it more. Because, I mean, until I understood that the bass and the drums are, you know, they need each other to survive, then it just kind of clicked with me. And being that she was my sister, it actually made it much easier because, you know, we can kind of bounce off of each other and really, really lock in. And I probably wouldn't say until recently it was that we really got our pocket in as far as the, you know, rhythm section. But I definitely think it helped a lot. But I think that depends on the relationship as well. But I love it.
All right, and we have one here from Lala in Hollywood, and Lala wants to know, how often does Jesse change her hair color?
Well, you can ask my stylist, Kendall, at eFox Hair, because she just kind of gets a new color in every month and then kind of just forces me to do that. But I'm pretty open-minded. In fact, I shaved my head once, so I'm not really sure how many number of times.
Okay, all right. Did you want to give your hairdresser a plug again?
Yeah, Kendall Brew at eFox Hair.
Okay. And Mark 86 in New York City says, wants to know, did the sisters grow up playing together? So they've always been a rhythm section. You kind of answered that. You weren't always a rhythm section. You were rhythm and guitar for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, it was actually, this is Elena. It was, my sister has always been on drums, but I was on guitar before, just doing, rhythm guitar, acoustic guitar and stuff. So I don't know if you could see we've been a rhythm section forever, but we've definitely been playing for a long time. I think that was kind of something that was inevitable. We were going to become that, you know, that pocket of the drum and the bass, but it wasn't like that for a while. Kind of had to find that the hard way.
Okay. And Remy in San Diego says, you all should come down here, or have you already played in San Diego? I would love to see you live. We need more girls on stage.
We have played Brick by Brick, and we're planning on coming back to San Diego. We're playing with a band called Nicely. They're from San Diego. They're playing with us here at the Silver Lake Lounge sometime soon, and they're planning on doing a show swap. So we should be there before the summertime, and we'll definitely let you guys know.
Okay. And the way they can stay up with you, they should. Where do you want them to follow you?
This is Elena. Our social media, we're big on Instagram. That's where we post our flyers and everything. So Instagram and the Reverb Nation be the best places to find shows, and that's just going to be True Violet Band. And then you can also go to our website, which is kind of a navigation for everything, and that's trueviolettemusic.com.
And where can people get your music?
Music can be found on iTunes, Spotify. Our album is up on both of those. And we post little clips of new music and stuff here and there on YouTube and Instagram, but mostly on iTunes and Spotify. And you'll just search our band name.
Okay. And if people want to search for your album, what should they search for?
Just True Violet, and it should come up. It's a self-titled album.
Okay. All right. We want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to get your music. As you know, if you listen to the show at all, you know, I'm a great advocate of musicians need to make a living. So I always make sure that gets in there. In my introduction, I mentioned that, before I get to that, speaking of girls on stage, there's an event going on, which you all may be part of or may have heard about it, called Girls Rock. I was at the first one last night at Los Globos, and are you involved in that?
No, but we should be.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, I will put you in touch with the people doing it, and for my audience out there, you should take a look. It's being produced by The Living Sessions and Sunset Eclectico magazine, and last night we got treated to lots of girls rocking on stage. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them who do wonderful things. And right now, one of the wonderful things that I want to talk about is a song I mentioned in my introduction. And I mentioned that I sat quietly, almost tearfully, watching the video of this song. So I was just transfixed from the Emmett Fox quote at the beginning to the emotion in your voice and the music. So let's listen to a little bit of Mommy, I'm Sorry.
I just woke up from a horrible dream that you died in your sleep, left my life incomplete. I saw your body, it was lifeless and pale, and I wish that I could turn back time, turn back time. What was I thinking? Should have woken up then, knew that I would be. The day I was sorry was the end of our story. I wish that I could hold.
Like I said, I was just transfixed by that music. Can you tell me about that song?
My mom has been fighting breast cancer for 13 years, so it's been really hard. She got it when I was very young, and I hadn't even gotten into high school yet. And it was a really hard time because, you know, anybody going through any kind of cancer or any kind of illness in the family, especially it being your parent, really causes trauma to you and your livelihood. Everything changed. So, you know, as the years go on, though, when my mom began fighting it and overcame it twice, you start to become almost numb to it and you forget that she still has cancer. She has bone cancer. And it could come back, and, you know, she's susceptible to that. But as you get older, life becomes trying, and you start to live your own life. And sometimes you forget to call your mom, and you forget to, you know, FaceTime them or just anything and stay in touch with your parent just because and to me, I feel selfish because of how hard she fought to live for us and to get us through high school and be our mother and be there for us. And she fought not only for herself, but to be there as a mother. So it really is saying I love you to my mom is very important to me every single day. And it should be important to everybody, but people forget. So that song is a little wake-up call for everybody who, you know, doesn't put in the time to tell their parents I love you, because you never know when they're not going to be there for you to tell them that.
Well, you did that so powerfully. Did somebody else have something to say there? Okay. You did that enormously powerfully, and I literally mean it, because it not only the story you told about yourself and the people you know, but it made me, and I'm sure everybody else who watches that video, think about the people in their life. And that's what music is supposed to do, and you do it really well. Now, I understand that you are launching a tour in May. Is that true?
Well, we just got in touch with a band that we started playing with out here, and we're putting together a self-organized tour, possibly with some help from our booking agent. But it's probably not going to be any more than 2 weeks. We've never really done anything past a two-week tour just because of funding and, you know, we're independent. So it's a little bit difficult for us to get out there. But we're looking to book some of the West Side, Portland, North Cali, and possibly Arizona. And if we can make it out to Colorado, that would be great. But that's kind of the region which we'll probably stay in.
Well, in the meantime, you've got some dates coming up in Southern California. I know you're going to be in Silver Lake. You're going to be in Mimosa. And, of course, you're playing the Mint, too, aren't you?
Yes, the Mint's going to be an awesome show. You were just talking to me earlier about that you like that venue. We absolutely love that venue as well. The sound there is great. It's been at least 2 years since we've played there. So this should be really exciting, especially with all the new changes that they've had. And it's on May 6th, and we play at 8:45. The cover is $12, and it's 21 and up, so it should be a good show.
And for those who haven't been there, or in Southern California, the Mint is the oldest rock venue in Los Angeles. And when you go in there and you see the pictures of all the people who played there on the walls, you understand. And they've just upgraded the sound system. It's really wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time, but I do have one other recording of yours that I would like to play, and this is Special Soul.
You've come a long way, you know you can't stay. Two wrongs won't make it right. The old people, they all say that we won't break the chain. We'll live so long for now.
I love that song, but it has a little bit of a country feel to it. Do you agree with me there, or am I hearing things? I think I may have lost our... Hang on, we're going to play a little bit more of Special Soul here.
No problem.
You've come You've come a long way. You know you can't stay. Two wrongs won't make it right. The old people, they all say that we won't break the chain. We'll live so long for now.
But that was that is Special Soul. That is quite a power, another powerful piece of music. But you know, it has a little bit of a country feel, especially in the chorus. Did you do that on purpose?
Well, not technically, yes, because we do anything. You got to do what's best for the song, and we were really feeling it. Probably a couple shots of some whiskey at that point.
Okay. Well, at that point, I think we are out of time. I'm going to let you guys go and find your shot of whiskey or whatever, right? And I want to say thank you so much, Jessica, and all of the band. I had no idea you were going to all be with us today, but thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I want everybody to check them out at TrueViolet.com. Stream them on Spotify, get their music on iTunes, and be sure and follow them on Instagram. We're going to take a break right now. When we return, we have a surprise guest and then Jeff the Plank, so don't go away.
World Arts brings the entire music world together on one global stage. We give artists the tools to sell and license their music, interact with industry pros, and play live to a whole new audience. Wherever they are on their journey, we want artists to get paid for what they create. At World Arts, fans can discover new songs, get exclusive rewards, and crowdfund projects for artists. Brands can offer opportunities for artists to create original content that fans can instantly vote on and share. World Arts is the global music platform where we can all rise above the noise. Take your career to the next level. Discover new artists. At World Arts, it's all about the music.
We are back at Music Friday Live. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, your host. And one of my favorite EDM artists is here for a quick peek at her new single, Salme. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me, Patrick. This is not a joke, folks.
Okay.
Well, it is April Fool's Day, right?
That's true. That is true. It is April
actually
Fool's.
Share.
But the yeah. The name of the song really is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that right?
It is, and if you listen to it, you get it.
I do, and I have.
It's just to get them to listen, Patrick. Just go with the flow here.
I'm not going to tell, you know, reveal the secret here, but I am going to say it's a little different than your normal EDM music, isn't it?
Yeah, you think so? I agree, but what's different for you about it?
It's a ballad.
Is it? Well, it's slower.
It's
and
slower.
And it also has a half-naked man on it.
Yeah, but I didn't
so
pay much attention.
So it's pretty much a rosary.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. And it also showcases your voice even more.
Maybe. I mean, a lot of the vocals is I worked with my friend Mikey P on it, who is, you hopefully know, and if you don't, you should find out about him. He's he has a band called The Cav, which is sort of the Jersey Shore version of the Black Eyed Peas. And he's a super talented rapper. He's very funny and witty. And he's also on American Ninja Warrior,
which accounts for a lot of what's in that song. Okay. All right. Well,
he likes to have fun in Vegas. Yes.
Yep. I want to keep it secret. So tell people where they can get it, where they can hear it.
Well, you can get it on iTunes, of course, and if you want to give it a little sneak peek listen before, there is a lyric video on YouTube. If you just put in my name, Salme Dahlstrom, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you should find it.
All right, which is what I did, which is how I was able to figure out what the secret is in the song. Well, we're going to have you back on next week because you've got the whole album to talk about, not just one song. But maybe by Maybe by that time, my listeners will have figured out what's going on in that song, and we can all talk about that, too.
Huh? We should.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just say thank you so much for stopping by. This is really, it's always a joy to talk with you, and I'm looking forward to having much more time with you next week.
Me too. Take care.
Bye-bye now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Jeff the Plankenhorn, don't go away. You're not going to want to miss this.
Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net.
I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, and we are back. We're at Music Friday Live, and, of course, we'd like to hear from you. You can call in 347-215-7511, or you can email us. A lot of people are emailing us this morning. I guess you're all at work. Well, our next guest has been called Texas's go-to guitarist, a chameleon performer, and a man who sings like a bearded angel. Well, I just call him the best damn blues talent I've heard in a long time. All right. To say that, Jeff Plankenhorn has chops is so much of an understatement that the words themselves cringe. He can do things on the guitar that seem impossible, but they're great to listen to, so obviously he's doing them. For years, he's been touring, and he's been the studio guitarist for some of the biggest names in Texas, and now, just a week ago, he released his first solo album, and it's a kick-ass, in-your-face piece of down-and-dirty work. I love it. And what's even better is that he's here with us. Jeff, welcome to Music Friday Live.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here, Patrick. Thanks for all the kind words I've been seeing you throw out there on the internet and in the airwaves. I'm really appreciative.
Well, you know, the interwebs know when you're telling the truth. And when I've got your music there, I'm definitely telling the truth because I got my earphones on. I'm listening to them while I'm typing away at the keys. Now, for everyone who has heard you and who knows what you can do, the burning question is, why did it take so long to produce your own album?
Well, I think that, I have a couple of things that are, you know, just kind of self-produced and did something, a different tack a long time ago, more on the Americana thing. And really, I've been wonderfully busy and wonderfully happy. And if you got a great career, then why mess with it?
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I mean, really, you know. And a couple of years ago, three to be exact, I got married. And a whole bunch of things started turning really, really great in my life. And it seemed like a great time to put some of these songs out. I've always been playing around Austin doing my own thing, but I was primarily touring with other folks. It was time.
Well, it was time because this is a big album. It's 12 songs. You've got some big time guests on it. It's immaculate production, as they say in the industry. So it must have really been a labor of love. And I want our audience to really get an idea of what a labor of love it is. So here's a cut from it. This is Trouble Finding. There's that famous lap steel guitar. Now, before we go any further, because we're already getting emails on it, can you make the distinction? Can you draw the distinction for us between a slide guitar and a lap steel guitar and a stand-up lap steel guitar, which is the instrument you play? Okay, because a lot of people are asking that question.
Well, I think I can break it down pretty easily. Most lap steel guitars can be of a bunch of different varieties, Dobros, Weiss and Borns, electric lap steels. And it's because you play them sitting down in your lap, and generally they have a square neck, so you can't really hold it like a regular guitar. They're still slide guitars. Anything with a slide is a slide guitar, but it's a little bit more broad. And what's different about my guitar is basically everybody kind of wanted me to play these guitars that I couldn't get any volume out of, these acoustic instruments, like a Dobro, in rock bands. And so I went to a luthier named Tony Nobles in Wimberley, and I said, I want you to make this thing for me. And it's basically an amalgam of a lap steel guitar and the body shape of a Dobro, but it has electric guitar components. And so I can go from really pretty steel guitar sounds to real rock and blues and Duane Allman and all those kind of sounds, you know, just the way a regular guitar player would. And what I find is that anybody who ever played Dobro in like a bluegrass band says, I want that because now I can play in a rock band and I can stand up and play it, which is great.
Now, why is standing up and playing so important?
It's so important. I will say this. I come from a lot of blues and a lot of jazz and stuff like that, and I communicate. I was watching a video about an hour ago for my CD release, and I was remarking to my wife that I turned around in a solo, and I looked at my drummer, and he came down because he knew that was what I wanted to do. And then the rest of the band just followed with him, all just because I turned around, looked over at my shoulder, and kind of tipped my instrument down. That kind of communication is a lot more difficult when you're sitting in front of everybody. I mean, I don't dance around on the stage like crazy or anything. I'm pretty stationary. But just to be able to have that kind of communication is – and I think it's a little bit more engaging for the audience, you know. But, you know, I mean, I'm saying that when – I don't see any problem with, you know, David Lindley or Ben Harper or Robert Randolph. They all sit and they all engage the audience just fine.
Yep, they do. But, you know, hearing you describe that makes me even more appreciative of drummers who not only have to sit and give all those signals, but they have to sit in the back behind everybody, and it still works. And they have to keep the spine of the music going, too. Now,
yeah,
you're
and
known.
My drummer, Brennan Temple, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but my Brennan Temple, who plays drums with me on this record, and he's quite amazing. Everybody in the band is, and Brennan's, he's a listener. He knows the words, and he knows exactly where to go, and I'll just think something, and the guys will go there. We improvise a lot.
Wow. Now, you're known as sort of the Swiss Army knife of the guitar world, because you can play so many different styles, and I assume you play lots of different kinds of guitars. So where did you learn the range? Are you self-taught, or did you pick it up in college or in Nashville, or just you had to because you make a living? I mean, where did it all come from?
Well, I can say that the idea of playing lots of styles came from my big brother. And my big brother of 5 years was always, you know, people in town would say, oh, you're John's little brother? You play guitar too? That's great. You know, and so I kind of always had to live that down or at least – work out from underneath it. But he was really instrumental in saying that, you
we'll
know,
let
if
that
you
go.
Have yeah, exactly, thank you. If you have different guitars, you're going to get more gigs. And why not learn how to play mandolin and lap steel? Why not have a classical guitar and grow your nails out a little bit? And why not have an archtop guitar with flat wound so you can play jazz? And all of those things, hopefully, you know, eventually seep into what you're playing. None of it hurts anything else. It's only going to help. It's, you know, it's vocabulary.
Yeah.
I may not have more words to say, but I've got some choices.
All right. Well, you put all that together, I know, in a tribute album to Stephen Burton when you played all the guitar parts. Did you have to play lots of different kinds of guitars in order to do that?
You know, that was one live recording. And it was one night, and Stephen Bruton is, you know, in our town in Austin, he was connected to everybody by less than one degree of separation, and, you know, played with Bonnie Raitt and played with Dylan and played with Kristofferson for years and everyone. And boy, he was just such a mentor to so many guitar players and so many musicians and touched people in so many ways. When I got the call to do that record from the producer Yogi, who you'll notice is also the bass player on my album, it was a daunting task, but the idea was that I was going to get to learn 40 of Bruton's tunes, and then I was going to get to have at least, you know, 20 of them be on the album with Malford Milligan singing all of the songs. That and Bruton really wanted to make an album, you know, before he passed, that was Malford singing all these songs. So to answer your question, all on one guitar. We did the whole thing on a parts telly that I have. It just suited the songs best.
Wow. We are talking with Jeff Plankenhorn, sometimes known as The Plank, about his new solo album, Soul Slide. You can talk with him, 347-215-7511, or you can email us, and we got those emails. They're coming in. You can email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And let's read some of the emails. And the first one I want to read is rather apropos based on what you've just been saying. This is from Larry the Man in New York City, and he wants to know, how many guitars do you own?
To that, I will go to a famous Stephen Bruton quote and say, one less than what I need. Apparently, Stephen was at a show and a friend of mine went up and said, you have a lot of guitars, don't you? And he had quite an extensive collection. And he said, how many do you have? And he said, one less than what I need. And it really seems that you're always looking for another sound. You're always looking for something. You know, another thing that my big brother said when I was young was, you know, don't have seven Strats. Don't have seven Les Pauls. These are brand names. You know, have one of each so you have those sounds available. And like in the room that I'm sitting in right now, which is my home modest studio, I'm looking at a banjo and a Paul and an old lap steel and my big brother's bass from college and a Martin guitar.
Whoops. Looks like we just lost our guest. Hopefully he's going to be calling back in. While he finds out what happened, I think he just accidentally hung up on himself. We're going to play a little piece of his music, and the music we're going to play is Live Today.
Once upon a time, you showed me how to live with all my joy. But somehow you lost it, and I don't want to be that boy. Never see.
And he's back. He's back live today, just like the song said. So you were saying about all the guitars you've got hanging on your walls, and you made me think. I was at an event a couple of nights ago at the Gibson Guitar Showcase in Beverly Hills.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but if you haven't, you should. It's got, you know, the walls just lined with all of the cream of the Gibson line. It's really a wonderful place, and it's a venue with great sound and speakers and all that and sound system and all that sort of stuff. So if you ever come to LA, that's the place to go.
Oh, and will be eventually, and try to hit that kind of place. You know, Austin has its own modest showroom with Gibson, and it's fantastic. And they do a lot of sponsoring of events around town, and they have a little venue in there. And you can't thank them enough for their contribution to music.
No, you can't. I love it. Well, we're going to play some more of your songs because we lost a little time there. So this is Like
that.
Flowers. Now that's Ruthie Foster there with you, and I have to say that's a perfect pairing of music and voice. You two really knock it out of the park. When you thought of the solo album, did you plan to invite folks like Ruthie and the others that are on the album, or did the idea of solo album kind of expand as you moved along?
You know, some of the choices were by chance, and some of them were really, really planned. For instance, you know, a lot of the production was done by the great Ross Hogarth out in L.A., which I'm sure we'll talk about. And then some of the production here was also done by a guy named Miles Zuniga from the band Fastball. And he had the idea of Malford Milligan and I doing the Sam and Dave tune. And he also had brilliant ideas for production as far as the arrangements. Now, that song you were just playing with Ruthie Foster is a song that a friend of mine named Michael Connor and I wrote. And we actually took the first line from a Bukowski poem and repurposed
okay.
it. And basically, he would read me these things. And I said, you know, that one, I was like, we really got to take that. And he said, incorporate it. And then I said, no, just take it. I was like, we'll write our own version, our own song. And so we wrote this song, All the People Look Like Flowers at Last, kind of, again, a lot of these songs have to do with redemption and coming around to a better time in your life and, you know, not wanting to be the tortured singer song whiner anymore, you know? And so it was a perfect song for me to call Ruthie. You know, I've known her for a long time. We have a lot of fun playing together, and she's very inspiring, and you know, she's somebody I break bread with. You know, I think she nailed it.
And like I always say, poetry's not dead; we just call it lyrics now. I want to play another collaboration. This is Mockingbird Blues. Understand it. That's actually an unreleased song by Willis Allen Ramsey, who I believe is on tour as we now speak. That's quite a gift for him to give you. You two must be really good friends.
Well, you know, I played with Willis for a time, and I'm one of the few people who's had the distinction and the luck to be a sideman with him. And when I was playing with him, you know, he said, Jeff, you can record any of my tunes you want. And I was incredibly flattered, and I didn't take him to heart until I could really, you know, 10 years later, because I wasn't ready, you know, to kind of give it out there to everybody. And my co-producer Miles heard a version of it, and he said, you have to put that on. And so we were lucky enough to get it on there, and I'm really, really proud of it.
Well, you did a wonderful job. I just love the way that all fits together. When you do go on tour with other bands, do they ever play your songs?
Sure. You know, I mean, that has happened, and a lot of them are really generous. You know, guys like Joe Ely are incredibly generous. You know, but when I go out and, you know, they may ask me to play a song here and there, but the crowd is there to see them, and they all know that I tour. And it's time for me to step out anyway. 2015 was the first year where, you know, I did like three sideman gigs. I did two for Joe Ely and one for Malford. And those guys, if they call me, I'm going to do it. But for the most part, I'm doing my own thing now, and we're keeping it that way. I've been lucky at the guys that have helped me so much. And Joe's definitely one of them. Huge. Ray Wiley Hubbard as well.
All right. Well, It all seems to work very well. I know you've had a long relationship with Alfred Milligan, also, and I'm especially appreciative of that one. I've got a couple more of your songs queued up here, and I want to change the tempo just a little bit. This is "You've Got Me Hummin'," and well, people just see what I mean by changing the tempo. Fabulous song. I really love it, especially the lap steel in there, right?
Just killing it. Malford just kills it on that song, you know, and what a great choice from my producer to say, hey, you guys should check out. I mean, I knew the song growing up. It's a Sam and Dave tune, you know. As far as the lap steel is concerned on that, my plank guitar, that's where the influence of the Sacred Steel guys, you know, the Robert Randolph and before Robert Randolph, the Campbell brothers, Aubrey Gent, Calvin Cook. When I found out about these guys that played gospel music on steel guitars and like that was the lead vocal instrument, my whole world got blown up, you know, and I wanted to find a way to incorporate that with the dobro stuff that I had been playing and kind of smush them together. And it ended up coming out, you know, soul music.
Well, it certainly is, and I could play that all day. In fact, I did yesterday. Well, we are out of time, and before we go, why don't you tell folks how they can get their own copy of Soul Slide?
You could definitely find it on iTunes. Soul Slide is one word, and you can find it at all the other places, CD Baby, Bandcamp's a good one, and you can, of course, go to my website, theplank.net.
Theplank.net. I like that. Okay. And remember, everybody, that's .net. It's not .com. And you can also get your tour dates there, too, can't you?
Absolutely. You sure can. Thank you so much, Patrick. This has been great.
Oh, this has been fun, too. So remember, everybody, that's theplank.net. That's where you can get the music. And also, you can get the tour dates. If you're in Texas or in Oklahoma, he's coming at you. Dates and locations at plank.net. Well, you've been listening to Music Friday Live with Patrick O'Heffernan from CyberStation USA, Blog Talk Radio, and our radio affiliates. Like our Facebook page and follow our Twitter feeds to get real-time updates on our guests. Check them out on Music Friday Live, musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and we will take a listen to their music. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. Our intern is Angeline Serrano. You can download this and other Music Friday programs at blogtalkradio.com/Music Friday or on iTunes. Be here next Friday. Our guest will be pop singer Jessica Potter with her new single. And Salme will be back. We're going to have a full conversation with Salme, and we're going to have the new album. So check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page. We will update you on the guest. Good night, everybody. Have a great musical weekend, and we're going to listen to some more of You Got Me Hummin'.